Hey, everybody, this is Sean Early, and welcome to the new Robot Spaceship Magazine. This is episode zero, where we basically talk about what this podcast is all about. If you have been following this podcast for a long time, you know that it has, up until now, been called AR/VR Magazine, but time to make some drastic changes for the best, and which we're going to talk about here. And just to join me in this explanation and this new journey we're taking, I have Oliver Kemen, who is the CEO of Robot Spaceship, to kind of put me on the other side of the interview fence. So he's going to ask me some questions so we can all understand this new journey. So Oliver, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Sean. So how do you like it on the other side?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit on the hot seat, but this is such a big drastic change. Not drastic meaning not negative, but pretty radical in this whole rebrand process, which I guess nobody knows about yet. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, maybe we should start. So maybe you can explain to all the listeners. So what the AR/VR magazine, so this is how the podcast was called, whatever the last How long are you doing this?
It's been around since 2017, I think, was the first. Well, the magazine started. The podcast is a couple years old, but the actual magazine is 2017.
So quite a heritage. So why did you change it?
Yeah, well, I first experienced virtual reality when the boss of an old company I was at just dropped the new Oculus dev kit. It just came out, dropped it down on my desk and said, hey, you used to work at a game company. Why don't you do something with this? And I had no idea. I'd never experienced VR before. And I said, okay, let me try it out. So I opened the box and that led me down a huge rabbit hole of experiencing VR for the first time, having to learn Unity, having to learn all of this sort of technology that it was involved and all the complexity and all the potential business that came with it. And I decided that since I didn't know much about this, I was learning at the same time, I would start a blog and just start exploring my experience, because there really wasn't any resources online. There are a couple, but they weren't any more detailed than anything I was learning. So I just decided to jump in and start a magazine. And at the same time, there's a lot of augmented reality stuff happening. So I said, let's just call it AR/VR Magazine and let's just go with that. And I'll just, again, try not to be an expert. I was mostly just explaining the stuff I learned, and it grew pretty quickly. I started getting a lot of people sending me products to review, and a lot of people just wanted exposure. And I kind of grew a reputation in the industry as just a helpful resource for people to get visibility for all their sort of immersive technology initiatives. And just grew and grew and grew and got more busy and got more busy. And it kind of grew to be an industry leading magazine for the immersive space. And sometime around a few years ago, you know, there was all these sort of ups and downs in the virtual reality space, especially where, you know, it was the biggest thing and then it was dead, and then it was the biggest thing and then it was dead, and some new device would come out, or, you know, Facebook would turn into Meta, and then the metaverse happened, and then we had all these other things that kind of started to intermingle, there was the metaverse, there was artificial intelligence, there was NFTs and blockchain, and then there was, you know, augmented reality and virtual reality and mixed reality and synthetic media and all these terms that kind of smashed together in this sort of cumulus spaghetti that still never really had a term for it. And I started to kind of feel like AR/VR Magazine was sort of becoming too rigid in its topics, really. And there are so many other things I wanted to talk about because they all relate to that, you know, quote unquote metaverse future experience that everybody kind of thinks that Ready Player One kind of vision, that I decided at some point I was going to need to do something to address all this other tech that really didn't fit in AR or VR. And I think the businesses that were involved were reaching out, were in so many other industries that I also didn't want to alienate them as well. I didn't want to be this very niche specific thing that was a niche 6-7 years ago. It's not a niche anymore. It's a different industry in itself that still doesn't really have a term for it. So I was feeling the need to change somehow. And at some point, you and I met and we discussed a lot of different things, a lot of rebranding, a lot of, we switched the name of our company to Robot Spaceship. We also had a magazine that we were planning. We had a podcast network that we were working on. And there were so many things that all sort of had interplay with each other in terms of communicating technology and innovation. And so my basic feeling was this is all something that needs to be scraped together so it makes more sense, so it's more cohesive. And so we made the decision a little while ago that we were going to rebrand the podcast and rebrand the actual magazine, ARVR magazine, to be Robot Spaceship. And I guess they have other questions that will come up from that, but that's the long story right there.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple of topics you will address in this podcast. So maybe what will the focus of the top of the podcast? Can you explain this a little bit more?
Yeah, well, the focus is we're still covering immersive technology like we always have. It's still a real big thing. I think, interestingly enough, as we're doing this, 2 days ago, Apple just launched their new headset, which everybody has been waiting for literally since I got my first Oculus kit a long time ago. So I think it was kind of a pinnacle moment because that really is sort of transferring into the spatial computing potential of technology. And so I think with that comes a lot of different aspects. And so I think we won't lose that aspect, but I think, like I said, there's so many new topics, just innovation in general, technology in general. Again, blockchain, artificial intelligence, all of these things need to be addressed in a business sense because ARVR Magazine was always kind of a B2B resource. So this needs to be addressed in a business sense. And I think it's a better way to also not feel stuck. So for us, it's more doing the same thing, but also being more comfortable to branch out and talk about new topics, mostly technology and innovation as it applies to all this new tech, all this hardware and platforms and everything as it rolls out into the future, whatever it is.
Yeah. So maybe can tell us more about the audience. So who should listen to the Robot Spaceship Magazine podcast?
Yeah. So in the past, it's always been a real mix of people. It started off probably just people curious about what this tech was. And then it started a little bit of gamers. And then it kind of grew into more just B2B as companies started to get involved and need promotion. So there's really a lot of B2B focus for a long time. But now, as in the past couple of years, I received so many press releases from people. It's not just B2B anymore. It's events. We're doing a lot of event promotion and cross promotion. And there's so many different types of people that need to be aware that, again, it was hard to be stuck on that. So I think for now, we're really focused on people that are interested in who do technology and innovation and immersive tech and all this as a business. So it's a business focused magazine and podcast as it always has been, but we'll also address the average consumer who's interested as well, because again, this technology is a business, and it influences not just business, but it influences your consumers. So I think it's a little bit of both consumer and B2B, but I think for the most part, we're continuing to be more B2B.
Cool. Sounds good to me. So maybe you should start with an episode to the Vision Pro.
Yeah.
I would say push the follow button here and listen to all the new episodes of the Robot Spaceship Magazine podcast.
Yeah, we have a next episode coming out. We're going to be talking about the new Apple Vision Pro headset, which just came out a couple of days ago. I'm really excited to talk about it. And we have just a lot of things planned in the future. And again, ARVR Magazine was always kind of me. you know, and now with this new rebrand into Robot Spaceship, we'll have a lot more resources. I guess I didn't touch on that before. So there'll be a lot more different types of people involved in the magazine. There'll also be a lot more types of people we'll be interviewing. And so I think the format will be a lot more rich and a lot more interesting for a lot of different people. So I encourage everybody to just hang on. I hope I don't lose my entire readership. But I think this is really time to make this decision to grow. And I think there'll be a lot of cool things coming. So hang on, and we'll see you in the next episode. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more information and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.